The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we talk about the issues going on in the world. For example, imagine if the largest nation in world in Europe was increasingly in the grip of violent militants committed to genocide. Having already seen that happen once in Germany, such a development would spark dire cries of alarm that would echo around the world. So, why are we not more concerned about the gathering storm in Nigeria, the country with Africa's largest population of more than 180 million people? Well, that very justified and penetrating question comes from our good friend, former Virginia Congressman, the Honorable Frank Wolf, and Dr. Matthew Daniels in a recent column at thehill.com titled, Africa's Gathering Storm. And joining us to talk more about it is Luanne Sabatier, Director of Communications at 21 Wilberforce, where, as many of you know, Congressman Wolf served for 4 years as the Distinguished Senior Fellow until he retired in October of last year. So, Luanne, welcome once again to the show. And we've spoken about Nigeria on several occasions. How about giving us an update on what the situation is right now there?
Good afternoon, Don. It's actually providential that you referenced Congressman Wolf's op-ed today with Matthew Daniels, because I was the first person that took Congressman Wolf to Nigeria 5 years ago, and we went to many states in the country and actually very close to the borders of where Boko Haram was wreaking their havoc. They actually started about a decade ago, as most people know, but they were 4 or 5 years ago. It was in intensity. What really is happening now is the deaths have rung up. Over 27,000 civilians have been killed by Boko Haram. Don, that's more than ISIS killed in Iraq and Syria combined. And so Congressman Wolf and several other leaders really believe that Nigeria right now is so utterly dominated by the terrorists of violence that they are calling for an investigation. They believe genocide is taking place in Nigeria.
Now, this has gone on for so long, and it's been couched as you know very well, simply a tribal disagreement between the Fulanis and the Fulani herdsmen and the primarily Christian farmers. And that's how the major media around the world has for years tried to couch it in those terms. But that's only part, and that's not the dominant part of the dynamic, is it?
No, you're correct. You know, there are two types of terrorism taking place. Global Terrorism Index, which looks at all the countries and hotspots in the world, two of the top four are are resident in Nigeria. Boko Haram is number one, and what you're referring to is another group wreaking havoc. And a lot of crimes against humanity are atrocities that are breaking out between herders and farmers, and some are calling them Fulani militants, whatever name you want to put on it. So there's two very distinct groups. It is getting a little cloudy because as Boko Haram has now changed their tactics, just as ISIS did, they're doing more rogue terrorist attacks. And as they send out more across the country and more down into the central belt, they are enlisting some people who were already militant for another reason, but they are joining up with some of the other terrorists. So it's a little complicated, but the ultimate result is the impact of both of those is, forcing children to become child soldiers, girls to become sex slaves. We've got war crimes, ordinary civilians who go to public places, suicide bombers now are just showing up everywhere. And Boko Haram has claimed to be a branch of ISIS. But the impact is, once you get a genocide declaration or people thinking genocide, then they start to wake up and get a little more engaged and active and try to think, how can we help this country?
Now, I understand a new ambassador to Nigeria, Mary Beth Leonard, hopes to see confirmation soon. What effect could this have on this ongoing campaign that's been on for a while? You and I have talked about a special envoy for Nigeria and also the Lake Chad region be appointed, as well as a campaign to declare what you've just said, that nothing short of genocide is occurring in Nigeria.
Well, it's an interesting question, Don. I believe that Ms. Leonard will be confirmed, but I also believe that diplomats, particularly ambassadors in country. I don't think that she would oppose an envoy, but I don't think that they are in a position to always be the lead champion or advocate for that kind of an appointment, at least not in most of the countries or most of the envoys that we've seen appointed. So I think it's interesting that there is a changing of the guard of our ambassadors in this critical hot spot right now. And by the way, she's extremely qualified, comes from a background and a lot of work and knowledge and in-country in Africa and surrounding states there, countries in Africa. I don't believe she's going to be the primary charge. I really believe it's going to be faith groups and advocates in Washington and listeners who are going to even ratchet up the call for this special envoy. And really what that means, like right now we have in Europe a special envoy for anti-Semitism. We had one in Rwanda during Darfur. There's one in the Middle East right now that was dealing with Iraq and Syria with ISIS issues. It's someone who can coordinate all the various agencies, and that's all they're focused on, is this topic of terrorism and genocide. Whereas an ambassador or the State Department, they're looking at multiple things going on in the region. By the way, this envoy people are asking for, Don, is not just Nigeria, it's the whole Lake Chad region.
Well, on that note, how can listeners help? How can they help make this happen?
I have something specific. I'm excited to say that last week the 21 Wilberforce Freedom Center launched, and on there it makes it easier to deploy and activate campaigns. So I'm going to give you a URL, and you can see the campaign to sign the petition for a Lake Chad envoy. So it's the number 21wfreedom.center. So that would be 21wfreedom.center. That's all you have to put in, nothing else. 21wfreedom.center. The Freedom Center will come up, click campaigns, and sign the petition for a special envoy.
Excellent. All right, we'll stay on that. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Don.
Again, Louanne Sabatier, and of course, she is the Director of Communications for 21 Wilberforce, but more to the point, that's 21wfreedom.center to help sign a petition to see a special envoy for Nigeria and specifically the Lake Chad region be appointed. And that's critical to this effort to stop the genocide that's ongoing in Nigeria. So again, that's 21freedom.center.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
Remember the Publisher's Clearinghouse? As a kid, I remember thinking, when's this guy going to knock on our door with a check the size of a refrigerator? And now as an adult, I realize he ain't coming. But for some of you, there is actually a way to get a giant check to show up. And that's by looking into a cash out refinance loan. Recent home values have shot up so much that many of us have significant equity or extra money sitting in our homes. And if you qualify, a cash out refinance allows you to ship some of that equity to your doorstep in the form of a check. We've seen families use this to do a house remodel, pay for a wedding, or to take that super special family trip. It can also be used just as a smart financial decision to pay off some credit card or college debts to have higher interest rates. We're a faith and family mortgage team committed to WAVA specifically, with the big advantage of being a direct lender. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow. What a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs.
Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Ready to do something remarkable with your life? Attend Lancaster Bible College Capital Seminary and Graduate School's open house on October 12th and learn why our biblically-based relational style of learning is so appealing. During the LBC Capital open house, meet our professors, see our state-of-the-art classrooms, and learn what distinguishes our accelerated undergraduate, graduate, and seminary programs. On October 12th, do something remarkable. Details on the open house at lbc.edu/dc.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. If someone calls it socialism, then we must compel them to acknowledge that the Bible must then promote socialism, because Jesus offered free health care to everyone, and he never charged a leper a copay. Incredible. But, folks, serious. So said the Reverend William Barber, and to thunderous applause, we might add, when addressing the secular progressive, so-called, at the August meeting of the DNC, including DNC Chair Tom Perez. And as my guest this hour put it in a recent column at stream.org titled, "Does the Religious Left Know What Lenin Said About Christians and Socialism?" This is the current state of the party that was once headed by men like John F. Kennedy, who warned of the fanaticism and fury, the ruthless, godless tyranny of the communist conspiracy. Those are his words. Well, joining us to talk more about it, Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College, author of a number of outstanding books, including Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century, and his forthcoming book, A Pope and a President, John Paul II, Ronald Reagan, and the Extraordinary Untold Story of the 20th Century. He's also senior editor at the American Spectator at spectator.org on the web. Paul, always great to have you on the show, my friend. Welcome.
Yeah, good to be with you again, Don. Thanks.
First, who exactly is this Reverend William Barber? And second, how have we come to the place where such as he, and I know sadly he's not alone, are actually hijacking the U.S. Constitution and even the Bible itself in the name of being socialist documents?
Yeah, and he actually said that. He said both the Constitution and the Bible are socialist documents. And, you know, here you have the Democratic National Committee, which just after that meeting, Don, in fact, well, about a week or two before that meeting, had issued its resolution where it was seeking out the so-called nuns, the people with no religious affiliation. It was making a push, a bid for non-religious and even atheistic and agnostic voters. And then on a dime, they spin around and they invite in the Reverend William Barber, who talks about, you know, there he is to bring religion, right, to bring religion to the DNC. And I guess as long as he does it in a fashion where he talks about Jesus not wanting to charge a leper a copay, and if he can talk about religion in a socialistic way, then he's completely welcome. And if you watch the video where he says that, Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, who said that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez represents the future of the Democratic Party, he leaps to his feet in applause. The whole place did. So a week or two earlier, prior to that, they probably would have leapt to their applause for somebody saying, keep religion out of our party. And now here they are, leaping to their feet in applause for a guy who wants to bring socialism and religion together. So it's kind of, there's an incongruity there, but it's not that surprise given the influence that the religious left has today within the Democratic Party.
Well, as you say, it's no need to pick just on Reverend Barber. You say he's interchangeable with any number of social justice proponents on the religious left. And in fact, you said his statement actually pales to what was published in the Jesuit-run America magazine a few weeks ago. What's that all about?
Well, that's right. And that was a piece by a guy named Dean Detloff called The Catholic Case for Communism. And when I first heard about this, I was on vacation, Don, and it was from a friend at another talk show. It was a Catholic outlet, and he said, "Look, I know you're on vacation, but you're not going to believe this." And he sent it to me. I thought it was a parody at first. I thought it was something in the Babylon Bee or, you know, who knows what. But it was actually a piece that was being made in American magazine, very, very left-wing, very, very liberal Catholic Jesuit publication. And the guy made the case, or tried to make, a Catholic case for communism. And that's something that quite literally could have gotten him excommunicated at one point in the church. Pope Pius
IX
issued his decree against communism, which not only forbade Catholics from voting communists, but even told them not to read any communist literature.
We're talking to Paul Kengor. By the way, his website for his organization is visionandvalues.org. visionandvalues.org. He is the executive director of a great resource for you, visionandvalues.org. It is, of course, tied to and part of the great Grove City College, outstanding college that really provides a solid academic experience based on, not on the foolishness we're talking about now, but on the reality of truth. And Paul, talk, if you would, about something that sadly needs to be said. Folks need to be, I was going to say reminded, but I'm afraid millions of Americans need to be informed for the first time as to what Marx and Lenin really thought of and said about religion.
Well, that's right, Don. And they said that religion and communism were incompatible. In fact, Marx said that communism begins where atheism begins. I mean, that's pretty clear. And also, of course, he referred to religion as the opiate or opium of the masses. Lenin, who echoed Marx in just about everything, in fact, communism is often referred to as Marxism-Leninism. He quoted Marx on this. He said, religion is the opium of the people. He said, religion is a kind of spiritual booze, right? Spiritual booze. And Lenin, even worse than that, said there is nothing more abominable than religion. There's nothing more abominable than religion. And he actually said, Don, all worship of a divinity is a necrophilia. Necrophilia. That's sexual intercourse with a corpse, a dead human being. That's how much he hated religion. And he said too, and I quote a kind of milder, tamer Lenin from way back, 1905, that would have been a dozen years before the Bolshevik Revolution, when he said some of these harsher things. But earlier he also tried to warn people that even milder forms of socialism are not compatible with Christianity. And so not only did you have popes and religious people saying, hey, Christianity and socialism are incompatible, you actually have Lenin and Marx saying that as well. And our friends on the religious left today, they don't even realize that. They're completely ignorant of that history.
As a matter of fact, as you point out in the column, if we wonder where this emphasis on American culture and the Constitution ever came to insist on separation of church and state, that who came up with that idea, so to speak? Well, you say that's it may sound like a 21st century secular progressive, but it really is Lenin all over again.
Yeah, it really is. Lenin actually called for a strict separation of church and state. And he even said he considered the question of whether or not a priest, a pastor, a religious person could serve under communism, could serve in the Communist Party. And he, like Marx, like Trotsky and others, they basically thought, well, I don't know why a religious person would want to do that, right? He said, but if you want to do that, well, I suppose you could, so long as you didn't try to proselytize, so long as you didn't try to bring your religion into the party and bring your gospel into the Communist Party and what we're teaching. The moment that you did that, you were expected to purge your religious beliefs. And I also quote in that article, even the American communists, William Z. Foster, also Earl Browder, they talked about how members of Communist Party USA, well, yeah, I suppose they said, yeah, I guess you could, at least initially you could be a religious person, a Christian person, but you better be in the process of liquidating those beliefs. That's how Foster put it. By the way, Foster was one of the founding board members of the ACLU. And so Foster said you need to be in the process of liquidating those beliefs. If you do that, then you're welcome, open arms, as a quote-unquote religious person into the party. But otherwise, you really don't have a home here. Because, again, communism, socialism, and Christianity, the communists and socialists themselves told us, were incompatible.
And all along, the end goal has always been pure atheism, sooner or later.
That's right. That's right. And you know, they understood, again, Marx, communism begins where atheism begins. Socialism was an atheistic ideology. Marx and Engels in the Communist Manifesto, Marx wrote a letter to Arnold Rouge, one of his best friends, a few years before he put this in the manifesto. He said, communism believes in the ruthless criticism of everything that exists. And in the manifesto, they said it represents the most radical rupture in traditional relations. They wrote about abolition of religion, abolition of all moral absolutes, even abolition of the family. All of that language is in the Communist Manifesto. So they knew here that, they were pursuing nothing less than a transformation of human nature, a totalitarian ideology. And in order to pursue that and do that, you needed to remove God from the picture. There was no place there for God.
On that note, we have to break. We need to talk again soon. But bottom line is, you're right, John F. Kennedy, were he alive today, would be appalled at what has happened to his once dear to his heart Democrat Party.
He would. Kennedy would be shocked. Harry Truman would be shocked. You know, Bobby Kennedy would be. I mean, so many of the Democrats back then, they would, you know, they'd be really appalled to see actual members of the Democratic Socialists of America running not as DSA party members, but running as Democratic Party members, and to see somebody like Bernie Sanders, a former Trotskyist, who at one time lived on a Stalinist kibbutz in Israel in the early 1960s, to see somebody like that get 13 million votes in the Democratic primary, votes than JFK and Truman probably got in the Democratic primary combined, they'd be really shocked by that.
Well, let's talk again soon, my friend. Thanks for taking time to join us today.
Sure, anytime.
All right, Dr. Paul Kangor, Executive Director of the Center for Vision and Values with Grove City College. The website is that, Center for Vision and Values, I should say visionandvalues.org, visionandvalues.org. And his latest book I mentioned earlier, A Pope and a President, John Paul II, Ronald Reagan, and the Extraordinary Untold Story of the 20th Century, a great read. You can also check his work out at spectator.org, as he's a senior editor there at the American Spectator.
So I heard about this thing called FOMO. FOMO, explained to me by someone much cooler than me, stands for fear of missing out. And apparently this social media thing gives us FOMO anxiety at times when we see what others have going on and we fear not being included. So, when I heard about this FOMO phenomenon, it hit me. Our Faith and Family Mortgage Team has been giving people FOMO for years, and we didn't even know it. For years I've heard, goodness gracious, I wish I knew what a direct lender was when I got my mortgage. I feel like I missed something big. And in reality, we do believe our direct lender advantage is a big deal for WAVA listeners. We get to use our own money and make our own decisions within our own walls. An advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So for those of you who are thinking of buying new, don't risk FOMO. See if our direct lender advantage can help you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What does writer-director Jill Coulton say is funny about her Yeti, Everest, in the new animated film, Abominable?
Just this Yeti who's out of his element. He's never seen an air conditioner. He's, you know, never been in the city before. He's never seen a koi fish, you know. So being able to see this innocent character explore the world for the first time already is inherently funny.
Abominable, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate, 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag sales event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
This traffic update is sponsored by Circle K. Northbound side of 395. Expect slowdowns heading from Route 110 up towards the 14th Street Bridge. Right at Route 110, there's a crash blocking the left lane and left shoulder. Then eastbound on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, it's a slow go from the 14th Street Bridge over to the 11th Street Bridge. And southbound on I-295, you're on the brakes from the 11th Street Bridge down to a crash, which at last word was in the right lane at the bridge over Oxen Creek. Today could be the last day you pay full price for gas. Get easy pay at Circle K and save 30 cents a gallon on your first 100 gallons. Sign up in-store and visit CircleK.com/EasyPay for more details. I'm Ron Balsarek with traffic on WAVA.
A shower and thunderstorm over the portion of the area this evening, then clearing later tonight, low is 64 to 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and less humid, high 82. Partly cloudy and comfortable tomorrow night, low 54 outside the Beltway and 62 in the district. Sunny on Wednesday and warm but not too humid, high 84. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. This portion of the show brought to you in part by our good friends at Food for the Poor, sponsored by this great global ministry that is working tirelessly to make a difference all over the world, especially in the Caribbean and Latin America, but right now focusing in on the Bahamas, and that's where I want to take us for the next few minutes. As a matter of fact, hearing just some of the things that are going on, and of course, it's changing day by day, I'm sure.
Nobody knows how many people died here. How anyone survived this amount of damage is a near miracle in itself.
At this moment, I am talking to you. I don't see my mom. I don't see my son. I don't know. I don't know.
Seen a lot of damage and a lot of devastation, but I've never seen anything and any of those to the extent that there was here in Wash Harbor.
And do you think a lot more people have died than the official figure?
Plenty Haitian, especially.
I only have these clothes. Where should I go? I don't have nowhere to go. I ain't got nobody else. My mommy dead, my brother, my cousin.
It is very, very, very hard. You could imagine we even can't, like, go to no gas station. We don't have no store for us to get some food. It's me. I lose everything. But I thank God for life.
I lost everything, but I thank God for life. These are the folks you're helping, folks, and you are doing something. I want to thank some thank yous. Thank some folks. I'm trying to say it all at once. But Jonathan in Springfield, thank you, my friend, for a very generous gift of $2,000. Alfredo in Fredericksburg, $115. Penny and Olney, $250. Harry in Gambrels, $80. Those are some of the gifts that came in earlier. And we have some other thank yous I'm going to be passing along that came in over the weekend as well. But let me tell you where we are right now. Our goal is, of course, $42,353. That's our goal. To date, you've provided $34,374 of that, leaving us a goal to go of a little over $7,000 remaining. We've had a wonderful response, but we still have a bit of way to go, and we just have this next few days to really reached goal, and I'm hoping put it up over the top. Now, I mean, I know many of you have already been giving. You've not only given through Food for the Poor and WAVA's campaign, but you've given through other ministries and NGOs and so forth that are working as well And we thank God for every dollar that's going in that direction, that's being put in trusted and trustworthy hands to do what they say they'll do. And that's really one of the strengths of Food for the Poor, is they do what they say they'll do, and they do it at a very marginal overhead. About 5 cents out of every dollar goes for overhead. 95 cents of every dollar goes for the need to which you are giving, and in this case, to the Bahamas. So I want you to feel very secure and certain in that reality, that when you give $5 or $50 or $500 or $100, $1,000, whatever, 95% of that's going right straight where you intended it to go. Now, as of right now, we only need 7 more of you. That's all. 7 more folks who could give a $1,000 gift. Now, we've had a bunch of those. We've had, I don't know, probably 8 or 10 of those $1,000 gifts. As I mentioned earlier, Jonathan doubled that, gave a $2,000 gift. But if 7 of you right now could give a one-time gift of $1,000, we would be done. The campaign would be finished. We would have met our commitment to help the folks in the Bahamas. If 14 of you could do half of that, if 14 of you listening right now could give a $500 one-time tax-deductible gift to Food for the Poor, that would put us up over goal as well. And, of course, we'll break that down a little further, but you get the point. This is a very doable thing that we can wrap up in the next few days. I'm hoping sooner rather than later, because the need is so great. Here's the toll-free number for you to make your gift, 855-860-4673. Whether it's a $1,000 gift, a $500 gift, a $200 gift, an $80 gift, a $160 gift, whatever you can give, here's the way to do it, 855-860-4673, 855-860-4673, #250 on your cell phone, just hit #250, then hit send, and then say give when you're prompted. You can give that way, or online at our website, wava.com, you'll see the bright, bold, red Bahamas Hurricane Relief banner. Click on that, make your gift there as well. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, this is Dr. Derek Greer, and I want to personally invite you to join me here at Grace Church. We're a place with vibrant worship, solid biblical teaching for everyday life, and a strong sense of community. Grace is a great place to connect, so log on to gracechurchva.org. That's gracechurchva.org, and I'll see you real soon.
A Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer.
Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you? Hit so hard in the gut that you could barely breathe? This has happened to me in sports, but also in the game of life. I've learned if I just take a minute to collect myself instead of focusing on the pain, I'll regain my strength. And then it's not long before I'm back on the field. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So a financial situation, relationship, a family crisis, it may hit you hard. You may even go down for a moment. But remember, giving up is not an option. God has made you stronger than you think. So stand up, catch your breath, and get back in the game. This is Dr. Derek Greer. I'd love to see you at Grace Church this Sunday. And as always, live big.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970.
Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair.
And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Toll free number to call and make your gift of any amount to Food for the Poor for the Bahamas, 855-860-4673, 855-860-4673, #250 on your cell phone, hit send. And when you're prompted, say the word give. That will connect you to an operator online at our website, WAVA.com. There's a bright red Bahamas Hurricane Relief banner. Click on that. Make your gift there as well. Said I wanted to pass along some more thank yous of folks who've been helping us over the weekend. $150 from Greg in Manassas. God bless you, my friend. $100 from Linda in Fort Washington. Blessings on you as well. $20 a month, actually. From Barbara in Waldorf, God bless you. All of these who've been calling and going online. Michael in Dunkirk, $80. Sandra in Charlestown, West Virginia, $400. Rozzy in Alexandria, $500 gift. Lori in Gaithersburg, $50. Sig in Alexandria, $25. And Evans in York, Pennsylvania, $50 gift. That's how we're getting it done, folks. And as I said earlier, we just need a few more of you to do what so many have been doing. I can't thank you enough for what you've done so far, but I hope you'll go to the phone and make that gift or go online and make it. 855-860-4673 or #250 on your cell phone. Hit send and say give or online at WAVA.com.
13,000 homes on the two islands, 45% of the total, have been severely damaged or destroyed.
First thing we found was my brother. He was cleaning off the tree. He made us safe, but we're unable to locate his wife at the moment. We hope that she's okay.
The devastation is such that they haven't even been able to get to people who are awaiting rescue. There is still much work to do.
I've been through a lot of hurricanes, but I've never seen something just sit on us and just moving at 1 mile an hour, and it just wouldn't give up.
The wind sounded like a huge tornado coming.
The roof went off. He had to run to another house.
All of my family lives in Marsh Harbor, and everybody lost everything. None of them have a home to live in or anything like that. It's terrible.
Survivors face a humanitarian crisis. Marvin Hanlon Dames is the Bahamian National Security Minister.
We're now in that stage where we're beginning now to get on the ground, get our people in the right places, and begin to focus on the needs and the concerns of those persons in distress.
It was a harrowing experience. It's difficult even to try to put it into words, but it was just unparalleled.
was saying, I've lost everything. And the only thing, you know, you could say, you know, everything's going to be all right. You know, and keep praying.
It was me and my other two sisters who were in the vehicle, and we got stuck in the storm for 3.5 hours. And I thought I was not going to see him anymore.
You know, sometimes when we make a request for donations, we might say pray on it, we might say think about it, but there is no time.
My island of Abaco is finished. Everything is gone. No banks, no stores, no nothing, nothing at all. Everything is gone, just bodies.
The urgency in a catastrophe of this magnitude doesn't allow us to ask for time. It allows us only to beg you to give your most generous donation right now.
People saying, I've lost everything. And the only thing, you know, you could say, you know, everything is going to be all right. You know, I'm keep praying.
We are asking for whatever you can afford now in helping people to survive, in helping people to have hope.
You heard the fellow say, keep praying. And I, as he said that, I thought of a quote I've often used. Someone else said it, but it's so worth repeating and remembering. Never pray a prayer that you are not willing to be at least part of the answer to. That's powerful, isn't it? I mean, it's hypocritical for me to pray a prayer that I could be part of the answer to and say, Lord, bless so-and-so, or help so-and-so, or help the folks in Bahamas. And yet, if I could do something, even if it's very small, not do anything, it kind of makes my prayer ring hollow, even in my own ears, let alone in heaven's ears. So we're saying, yes, pray for the suffering of the Bahamas right now. Absolutely. And I know many of you have. But also in that prayer, say, Lord, is there something I can do? Maybe it's only $10. Maybe it's only $100. The amount is really between you and the Lord. That I call that sacred ground. Paul said, let every one of you determine in his own heart what he's going to give, when he talked to the Corinthians about their generosity in giving. And it's the same here. We're suggesting amounts, but you alone know which amount could ever be a possibility. Seven more of you giving $1,000 will put the campaign over the top. 14 of you listening right now who could do half that. You could give a $500 gift. That will get us there. 23 folks who could give $300. 28 of you giving $250. 35 of you giving a gift of $200. Think of that. Just 35 listening giving $200 each will get us where we need to be. 58 of you giving $150, or yes, 70, just 70 of you listening right now say, look, I'd love to give that $1,000. It's way out of my league, but I could give $100. So 70 of you giving a $100 gift one time will get us up and over the top in our campaign. Toll-free number for any amount you can give is 855-860-4673. Again, that's 855-860-4673. Have your cell phone in hand, #250. Hit send and say give, and that'll connect you. Or go online to our website at wava.com, bright red banner, Bahamas Hurricane Relief. Click on that, make your gift there.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? We will have our hearts prepared with worship led by Grammy Award-winning Laura Story, and I'll be opening up the scriptures so that we allow scripture to steer our lives as we explore God's eternal truths together. So join me next summer for an unforgettable 7 days of cruising.
Learn more at WAVA.com, keyword Alaska.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, this is Nick Brino, local sales manager at WAVA. If you love WAVA, have experience in outside sales, and understand digital marketing, we may have a career opportunity for you. Call 703-807-2266 or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Use the keyword job. You know WAVA's mission. Here's your chance to join our team. Call our main number, 703-807-2266, or apply online by going to WAVA.com, keyword job, equal opportunity employer.
A Action Home Services, featuring Amana high efficiency heating equipment with a 10-year warranty. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
I've been searching for ways to grow deeper in my faith and strengthen my daily walk, and I found it at crosswalk.com. From Bible study tools to Christian living articles, devotionals, movie reviews, to marriage and finance articles, well, you get the idea. Crosswalk.com also has a great online community of Christians just like me. With everything just a click away, it's like having a trusted friend, teacher, and mentor right here at my desk every day.
Crosswalk.com, the intersection of faith and life.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
My name is Jeff Denis, and I have been visiting the Abacos as a yacht captain and later on as a missionary for well over 2.5 decades. It is said that a picture is worth a thousand words, yet the images that I am seeing on the television of the devastation in the Abacos do not begin to tell the entire story. Taking the time to invest both financially as well as physically amidst the devastation that is now found there is akin to investing in the kingdom. Truly, these are the least of these.
St. John said that if someone comes with need and you send them away without helping them and tell them God bless you, that is not enough. We have to do something about this. What gives me comfort, what gives me hope, is that I know that there are no people more generous than the American people. There is no country more generous than the United States of America. I have seen it, witnessed it personally, that once they are aware of a problem, it doesn't have to be local.
It doesn't have to be local. In other words, you would help a neighbor right in this area who is in desperate need and straits, such as we're describing, but you're willing to reach all across the world as you do time and time again, as we together really work to the kingdom of God and the glory of God in bringing relief and suffering to people whether it's in Haiti or Guatemala or Africa or various parts of the world. And this is a case in which you're stepping forward and saying, hey, I can do something. Toll-free number for your gift of any amount, 855-860-4673. Pound 250 on your cell phone, hit send, and when you're prompted, say give. That will connect you to an operator. Or just go to our website, WAVA.com, click on the bright red banner, Bahamas Hurricane Relief, and you can make your gift there as well. We'll give you an update tomorrow, folks. But thank you so much for doing it as soon as you can, as much as you possibly can give. God bless you.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Don't miss Developing Dynamic Disciples with John Jenkins, Saturday mornings at 10:30, right here on WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changes.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.